today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun Alaikum, and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. You're listening to us from Iran. We're going to speak about comparison of this life and hereafter.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave you, is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so, I love you so.
But first we look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 9th of the month of Safar, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 4th of Shahrivar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 26th of August, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we start with the Holy Quran and we learn about one important point of some verses of Surah A'la for today, verses 14 to 19. Let's listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Qad aflaha man tazakka.
He has certainly succeeded who purifies himself.
Wa dhakara isma rabbihi fasalla.
And mentions the name of his Lord and prays.
بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا.
But you prefer the worldly life.
وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى.
While the hereafter is better and more enduring.
إِنَّ هَذَا لَفِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى.
Indeed, this is in the former scriptures.
صُحُفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى.
The scriptures of Abraham and Moses.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In Islamic traditions and narrations, the love of this world is repeatedly considered as the source of all sins. And it is, in fact, an experienced truth that has been examined frequently in our own lives, as well as in that of others. Therefore, for eradicating sins from our lives, there is no other way but to quell the love we have for this world. We should know that this world is a probationary place, and it is considered as a means, a passage, a bridge, or as a form through which we pass.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light. You guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need, anyone, anything in life. But you know I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
Let's go to our topic, that is comparison of this life and the hereafter. a man came to the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, and said, O Messenger of Allah, show me a deed which, if I do it, Allah will love me and people will love me. The Messenger of Allah said, be indifferent towards this world and Allah will love you. Be indifferent to what is in people's hands and they will love you. This hadith shows that Allah loves those who live simply in this life. It has been said that if having love for Allah is the best state to be in, then living simply is the best condition to be in. Living simply means that you should restrain desire for worldly things in the hope of receiving something better instead. In order to achieve this more easily, you should first realize that the things which people yearn for in this world are in fact worthless when compared with what we hope for in the next world.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, in this session we shall be talking about this world and the hereafter and how we can achieve the excess of both worlds, this world and the hereafter. In the Islamic worldview, God has created human beings with a specific purpose to attain the highest level of perfection in order to have a blissful life in the hereafter. The process of attaining perfection is to be done in this world by willingly submitting ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first matter that we need to discuss and talk about is the relationship. The world has been created for humans. It is only here that a person can attain the levels of perfection. Second, humans have been created for God. It is here that they have to submit by their own choice to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to actually differentiate between these two issues, and we have to understand and think and ponder on the relationship between these two concepts. In Hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I've created all things for you, but you I have created for myself. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and the earth we have spread it forth and made in it firm mountains and caused it to grow in it of every suitable thing. And we made in it means of sustenance for you and persons for whom you are not the sustainers. This is chapter 15, verses 19 to 20 of the Holy Quran.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
You are with today's special, and now tips on how to focus on the hereafter. One tip is, don't just read, reflect on every piece of knowledge. Dear brothers, dear sisters, thousands of hadith are at your fingertips on the internet, so much so that sometimes these amazing games become like codes that enter one ear to exit the other. May Allah forgive us. Imagine that each hadith is the beautiful words of your most beloved Prophet or his Ahlul Bayt spoken directly to you. The Prophet one day was passing through the market and he passed by a dead goat, which has its ear cut. He held the goat by the ear and asked who would like to have it for 1 dirham, which was a very low price of currency at that time. The people said they won't take it even if it was free. What could they do with it? Prophet of Islam said, "This worldly life is so little in the sight of Allah as this animal or goat is so little in your sight." One question for this part. How does this life compare with the hereafter? We know from our observations and also from the revelations to the Prophet that our time in this life is limited. We have at best a few years, and then we will move on to a world about which the Quran provides numerous references. Allah has repeatedly reminded us in the Holy Quran that the value of this life, or dunya, compared to the hereafter, or akhirah, is very minuscule. So by liking this life to a brief passing enjoyment, play, amazement, and a deception, Allah, the All-Knowing, has clearly put the matter regarding the hereafter in perspective for us to ponder over and reflect. He cautions us not to get carried away by the charms of this life because it comparison with the hereafter. This life has quite a limited span, and as we go through facing the life's challenges as well as its attractions, we have to ensure that we do not deviate from the straight path. Be it the diversion of temptations or problems and sufferings. We should always be wary of not having our minds fall prey to man-made philosophies, but rather should adhere to the straight path.
Allow me to give you this example. One scholar shares this example. It's really fascinating. If you've ever seen how a team operates, let's say you have a football, soccer team. You have a coach. What's the role of a coach in a team? What does the coach do in a team? If you have a sports team, you have a coach. What does a coach do? He trains, right? The coach's goal is to train. Okay. Let's say you're playing with your coach, because the coach will play with the students to make sure, with the people, in order to make sure that the players are fit. Whether it's soccer, tennis, let's say you're playing ping pong with your coach. If you're playing ping pong with your coach, and your coach notices that in your left arm you've got a weakness, what does a good coach do? When he strikes the ball, where does he strike it? Why? Is he trying to put you in pain? What's his point? To train you. Because he sees a weak spot. If your right hand is strong, he's not going to strike it there because he's not concerned about your right hand. He's concerned about the left hand. Allah is the Rabb, the Murabbi. What do we call the coach in Arabic? Mudarrib. In Farsi, what do they call him? Murabbi. I love the word murabbi, because that's what a coach does. The coach trains you and raises you, and the name of Allah is the Rabb. The name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb. Allah is your coach. Allah sees, I've got a weakness there. What does Allah do if He really loves you? He keeps throwing obstacles in that weakness. Why? To train you. Whenever you see difficulty, my brothers, Whenever you see a problem in your life, a difficulty, a challenge, that's the message Allah is sending you, that you've got a weakness there. Work on it. Because in your area of strength, Allah doesn't test you. Trust me. He doesn't need to test you. You're strong in that area. Why does He test you? He tests you in your areas of weakness because He's your coach and He's training you. So next time when you go through a difficulty, don't say, oh, this is a burden. Why is Allah putting me through this? In fact, say, oh Allah, thank you. You're making it easy on me. You're notifying me where my area of weakness is. Be thankful to Allah. That's how a coach trains you.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for listening to us. That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we meet you soon on the next episode of this program tomorrow. Same channel and same time. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.